This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So I made a bet with Mitchell Hartman in our news meeting this morning that he was not going to be able to sneak a little calculus into the story he was going to get assigned, which is, of course, as Mitchell does, today's jobs report. As a refresher, as you probably heard or read already, the economy added 245,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell a tad to 6.7%, mostly, it should be pointed out, because something like 400,000 people left the labor force. Now, a 250,000 jobs, give or take, added to this economy would be pretty decent in a regular, not a pandemic recession month. But right now, it's actually kind of alarming because of how quickly labor market gains are decelerating, which makes this the part where I tell you that Mitchell won the bet. Here you go.
Having a month with strong job gains can still be alarming. The problem is improvement in the job market is slowing way down. We were adding jobs twice as fast just a month earlier, in October. Economist Joseph Bruswellis at RSM Consulting explains this with, and I warn you, some complex math that I almost flunked in college.
What we call a first derivative, second derivative problem. First derivative looks strong.
The 245,000 jobs we added in November.
But the second derivative, that's the rate of change of the rate of change, is actually in decline. If that continues, you'll end up with an outright loss of jobs on a monthly basis.
So he's saying if employment growth keeps decelerating, we could be losing jobs by next month. And even if we keep up with November's pace, full recovery is going to take a very long time, says Daniel Zhao at job site Glassdoor.
Because we're 9.8 million jobs short of pre-crisis levels, at this month's pace, it would take us until 2024 to return to those pre-crisis levels that we had had.
And digging out of this unemployment hole is about to get harder, says Lisa Rowan at Forbes Advisor. She points to rising COVID cases and government shutdown orders, mounting business failures, and government relief about to expire.
A majority of people are feeling less comfortable than they did 6 months ago to make regular household purchases, and a vast majority of people are holding off on those major purchases like a home or a car.
The latest Forbes Advisor Ipsos poll finds half of American workers are now afraid they or someone they know will lose their job in the next 6 months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.